WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. California Governor Gavin Newsom just welcomed President Trump to LAX before Trump tours the wildfire damage.
Thank you for being here. It means a great deal to all of us, not just the folks in Palisades, the folks in Altadena that were devastated. We're going to need your support. We're going to need your help.
Trump has threatened to withhold fire aid unless California passes a voter ID law and diverts more water to L.A. It appears Pete Hegseth will have enough votes to be confirmed by the Senate tonight. California's Adam Schiff and his fellow Democrats are all expected to vote no.
This job is a heavy responsibility, and he is not the right person for the job.
The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether states can prevent religious charter schools from receiving public funding.
The Supreme Court is taking a case that will test how much the separation really is between church and state, because the Supreme Court has decided to review on an expedited basis.
Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to exercise caution when using recreational vehicles in dangerous winter conditions. According to the DNR, there have already been two fatal UTV crashes and one fatal snowmobile crash this year, two of which occurred on frozen bodies of water. Officials are reminding riders that ice is never completely safe in any conditions, and they should check with local organizations for updated information, bring proper clothing and equipment, and avoid traveling in unfamiliar areas. Wisconsin's employment numbers hit new record highs to close out 2024. According to the Department of Workforce Development, the state ended the year with over 3,075,000 people working, an increase of about 32,000 over the December 2023 numbers. Unemployment numbers saw a slight increase from 2.9% in November to 3%, still well below the national average of 4.1%. In total, the state had a labor force participation rate of nearly 66%, higher than the national average of 62.5%. The man convicted of helping to hide the bodies of four homicide victims in Dunn County has been sentenced to prison. 59-year-old Darren Osborne has been sentenced to 16 years in prison and 8 years of extended supervision on four counts of hiding a corpse as party to a crime. According to court documents, the four victims were believed to have been killed in St. Paul in September of 2021 by Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs. Their bodies were later found in a cornfield in the town of Sheridan, and Suggs turned himself in 5 days later. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has shared more information about a man killed by law enforcement in Chippewa County. According to a press release from the DOJ, Chippewa County deputies responded to a domestic abuse call in the town of Lafayette on December 21st when the suspect, identified as 49-year-old Matthew Luke, attempted to flee. After a brief pursuit, Luke crashed the vehicle he was driving and allegedly fired a weapon at deputies, hitting a squad car and an armored vehicle before two SWAT team operators shot and killed him. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks trounced the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers:
showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday night. We are almost done with January. How does that feel? I feel great. I feel like the days are getting a little bit longer. 30 seconds a day, Conrad. That's what we get. 30 seconds more of daylight per day.
I appreciate it more every day.
I do too. And I don't notice it. So after a couple weeks, all of a sudden you're looking at what? 7 extra minutes? Doesn't sound like a lot, but it helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, great to have you here at Nightlight on a Friday night. We have a really fun show tonight. I have been, this is one of those days, you know, I mean, this is a job, but I really do love it. I love getting on the air, talking about the things we talk about on a nightly basis here. Today was one of those days I could not wait to get on the air and just start yakking. We have so much fun lined up tonight. It's Friday night fun. So it's that kind of fun. It's music. It's comedy. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. That's another reason I'm very excited. Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio will be here bringing us new music, as she so often does, just about on every Friday. She'll be here at 7:35 with some great tunes. Did you listen to the music, Conrad?
I did, and it's
good stuff.
It's some fun music.
It really is. She's batting 1,000, I have to say. Terry will be here. We've got comedy with a friend of mine, Jackie Flynn, will be here at 7:05. He's playing in Kenosha this weekend at the Kenosha Comedy Club. It's so funny, like, I can't say the word Kenosha without thinking of the Kenosha Kickers from Home Alone and John Candy. But Jackie will be there at the Kenosha Comedy Club. We'll talk to him about the shows at 7:05. Jackie's also a very talented actor. He's been on the show. He's a regular on the show Louder Milk, which is very funny. And he's been in movies like The Three Stooges, Ricky Stenicki, Kingpin. Just a really, really talented and a really funny dude. He'll be here at 7:05. We'll talk to Jackie and our friend. This was exciting, Conrad. I saw, you know, we typically have our first guest tonight in the studio with the Piatt family, Chris and Paul, and they play guitar and sing, and they're just fantastic. And they usually come on seasonally, like towards the end of the year, we'll have them on a couple times, like November, December, to promote Doctors in Recital. A really great outfit that is doing a show tomorrow night. It's their yearly show. It's for a good cause. It's people in the medical industry that sing songs and sing together and solos, all different kinds of music. It's such a fun, it's just a bash. And Kim runs the whole thing, Kim Shevchik. So, and she's also an incredibly talented singer. So we will have Kim on at 6:35 to make one final push, because I really think this is just such a great event. We'll have Kim here to tell us about it. And if you're interested in seeing some live music tomorrow night on what is supposed to be, I think, still pretty cold. There's nothing like going to see live music during the winter when you're inside and warm. And Doctors in Recital puts on a great show. Kim will Kim will be here at 6:35 to talk to us a little bit about that. And we have two songs that Kim has performed in previous shows that are just excellent. And when she usually comes in, Conrad, she just sings. But in one of these clips, she's playing the piano, too. I didn't even know she played the piano.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It seems to impress me more than it impresses you. But I think it's really cool. Yeah. How you doing tonight, buddy? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there tonight.
But not as, is it as bad as it's been, though? I think it's...
It still feels...
A little better, right?
You know, 10 degrees is still 10 degrees.
Yeah. You know, you do live in Wisconsin, right? In Green Bay.
I do? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't
It wasn't
know.
Your fault, though. Your parents moved here.
Yeah, but...
That's how we all get stuck in cold weather areas, and we grow up, and we love it, and it's harder to leave. Ladies and gentlemen, we are lighting the night tonight, and helping us do it is Appleton Cigar. On College Avenue in Appleton. What better way to help? Who better to help us light tonight than a cigar company? They are a great little operation. They've been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado and looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar. They boast the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee. They have over 700 kinds of cigars to choose from, and they have a walk-in humidor. Go in there, you can get a cocktail. They'll help you pair the right cocktail with the right cigar. It's just a great experience. I've been in a cigar shop about 5 times in my life, and it's just such a unique experience. It's just a great conversation. And the more I went, I noticed women going to them too, which is kind of fun. Because the first couple of times I went, it was just dudes, and they were old, stodgy dudes. Now I think it's a much better atmosphere, although I'm sure those old, stodgy dudes are still there too. But they will help you. And if you're an aficionado or if it's your first time going to Appleton Cigar, they'll get you all set up and you can have that cigar experience. And they will set you up with a premium cigar and give you the full experience. Appleton Cigar is located at 415 College Avenue, and they are open Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com. We should head in there one day, Conrad, and just kind of hang out.
I actually might go there tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the occasion?
Well, I'm taking care of my brother's cats.
And they smoke cigars?
Yeah.
They should.
So one is named Jelly Bean. Maybe I'll get the Jelly Bean cigar for Jelly Bean.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, I'm meeting up with one of my friends who lives in Appleton. We're going to the Timber Tap Brewery, which is a great brewery. If you're in Appleton, check it out.
And okay.
After that, yeah. Might go check out the Appleton Cigar Company. So,
dude, you got to take a picture.
Oh yeah,
you get in there.
Yeah,
take a
definitely.
Picture with Norm or whoever's in there, and we'll post it. I think that would be really cool. I would expect a full report on the Appleton Cigar Company. It sounds great. So that's that. Hey, if you're watching tonight, folks, on the stream, I welcome you because I think it's so great. The more I thought about this today, it's so great that people can watch the radio. You know, we're on YouTube. What else, Conrad? Facebook,
Twitter, yep.
X, whatever it's called. And it's great to have you either way. It's great to have you on the old-fashioned radio or on the app, which is very easy to use, too. Give us a like or a follow if you're there. We always like to get likes and follows. And I have to bring up something that I learned about today. I didn't know it existed. It is a centuries-old Scottish tradition called Herkel Dirkling. Now, I know you know what it means now, Conrad, but yeah. What would you think that means?
I would think it's like some type of like fruit or something. I don't know. That's if
See,
I just
I
heard
thought
it.
like wrestling or something.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
You want a Herkel Dirkle? Come on, man. I'll take you. You know, like, and then guys roll around or whatever. But apparently it just means being lazy. It is the art of laying in bed past the time you're supposed to get up. That's called Herkel Dirkling. And the Scottish have been doing this for a couple centuries. Do we have the clip of the woman explaining it?
Yes, we do.
Let's play that so people get a better sense.
Expression of the day from the Scots Dictionary is Herkel Dirkling. And to Herkel Dirkle, a couple of centuries old, is to stay in bed long after it's time to get up. I'm a Herkel Dirkler.
I mean, it's like so... Foreign people just make things sound so much more accessible. Like in America, it's get your lazy ass out of bed. Herkel Dirkling is just staying in bed. And they stay as long as they want. Sometimes they have coffee. I don't know. I always thought if you stayed in bed too long, it meant you were depressed or just lazy. But Hurkle-Durkling is like a form of therapy. Apparently, sometimes we need to lay in bed without the pressure of having to get up. So there you go. Hurkle-Durkling. And ladies and gentlemen, Hurkle-Durkling is sort of the genesis of our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Have you ever hurkle-durkled? And for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? What is acceptable? Those are actually a few questions, but we want people's thoughts on this. Let us know what you think. Do you hurkle-durkle? I do. I get up, and sometimes I'll lay there for an hour. I'll look at my phone. I'll look at an article I didn't finish. Since I've been doing this show, it's taken me longer to get out of bed in the morning because I used to be kind of a morning person. I love getting up early before other people and getting stuff done. Since I've been doing Nightlight, I'm a little more, I stay up later. So I have been laying in bed more. But eventually it gets to you. But have you ever hurkle-durkled, and for how long? What is the latest you've stayed in bed? And what do you think is acceptable? That is our question of the night. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. There are no right or wrong answers, ladies and gentlemen. There are only your answers. So let us know. We'd love to hear from you. What about you, Con? What do you do? Are you?
I'd say I hurkle-durkled every Sunday afternoon in college.
I mean, look, I work at 6 o'clock at night. Hurkle-durkling is pretty much weekdays for me. I mean, yeah. I don't stay in bed till noon or anything, but it's not that. It's just weird that they have a name for it, I think.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nowadays, I try to get out of bed before at least 9 so I can start my day, because I feel like it's a waste of a day if you just, you know, past 10:30, I feel like you're still in bed after that. It's kind of. Yeah, but
because you're up late too.
Sometimes. I am. Yeah.
So let us know, folks. We'd love to hear your answers. We will read them on the radio. Flight Risk is out this weekend. There's lots to see. There are Oscar nominated films, folks, in the theaters, on the stream. You have 6 weeks to watch Oscar nominated Best Picture films. I say get to work. That's what I'll be doing over the next 6 weeks. I've seen like 3 of them. I've got like 7 to go. And on that note, Flight Risk is out, the new Mark Wahlberg movie. I don't ever need to see a Mark Wahlberg movie again. I know we've talked about that. And I'm not picking on the guy. He's had an incredible amount of success. But I've seen this movie before, like 80 times. And I don't see myself, even if Flight Risk was like considered fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, I'm probably not going to see Flight Risk under any circumstance. 19% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not that you go by everything Rotten Tomatoes says, but that's something, and it's not reviewing well. And Mark Wahlberg is bald.
You know, it's not like a cap or anything. He actually went bald.
What does that mean, went bald? He shaved his head?
Yeah, he actually shaved it. He didn't put like one of those bald caps on or anything.
So what? Grows back. That's not a leap. A leap is like De Niro adding 60 or 70 pounds. I know Mark Wahlberg would never do that. All right, we'll be right back to break this down, talk about some more Oscar films, and we've got a very funny clip of one of our guests, Jackie Flynn. This is Pete Schwab in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here she comes now.
Baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Ooh, ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter
you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Jackie Glenn will be here at 7:05 tonight. He's a very funny comedian playing the Kenosha Comedy Club this week in Southeast Wisconsin. Check that out. We have a little bit of a clip of... just about a minute long of Jackie's stand-up that I just think is great. So let's hear a little bit of Jackie before we bring him on at 7:05.
And who's the guy in the bathrooms and the nightclubs? You've seen these guys, the bathroom attendants. They work on tips. They get the cologne, the gum, and the candy, and the mints when you walk into the bathroom. They're like ambitious homeless guys, I think. They just showed up. Hey, this bathroom isn't taken. I think I'll set up my sundry shop right here. You got to tip them. They put pressure on you to tip them. You walk into the bathroom, what do? They turn the faucet on fire. Hey, thanks. I could have never done that on my own. Would you like some paper towels? You got me again. My hands are soaking wet, you little mind reader. You got to tip him. He's got a basket of bills he puts on the counter for you to tip him. He strategically placed the basket, right, guys? So you have to trip over the thing to get into the bathroom. He's got $10 of bills on top of the basket that you know and I know he put there himself. I mean, who's the guy giving $10? That was the best crap I ever took. Here's $10. You run a hell of a house, you know that? There's an extra $5. I'll give down the place. You ever think of franchising? Because I don't see you running just one of these, Stinky. Can I call you Stinky?
Jackie is like just a great Boston comic. Love it. His jokes, he's like just called a banger. Like joke. Great stuff. He'll be here at 7:05. Kim Shefchik will be here at 6:35 to talk about doctors in recital. Our question of the night is, what's the longest you've herkle-derkled? For those of you just joining us, herkle-derkling is a practice in Scotland that's been going on for a couple hundred years. It just means laying in bed, being lazy, kind of resetting. So that's our question tonight. Have you ever herkle-derkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? What do you think is acceptable? Conrad and I have both confessed to herkle-derkling. I do a little bit of it every day. I kind of lay in bed, look at my phone. Maybe even have a cup of coffee. Conrad said he was a big herkler-derkler in college. So there's no right or wrong answers, folks. There's only your answers. So, and then this is a Bar Band Friday night, too. 7:35, Terry Barr will be here with new music. Such great stuff. So the Oscars, the nominees are out for Best Picture. We really didn't get to this last night. But there are, I find it interesting because there are a lot of different films that have been nominated. I kind of like that they went to 10 movies. It gives us more to watch as we lead up to the Oscars. But here are the 10 nominees for Best Picture. Emilia Perez, it's a musical about a drug cartel dealer who has gender-affirming issues. Very interested to see that film. A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Conclave, the film where they vote on the new Pope at the Vatican. Great cast, too, by the way, in that one. Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci. John Lithgow is also in it. They play cardinals. But I enjoyed Conclave a lot. Nickel Boys, have not seen it yet, but it's an indie film two teenage boys dealing with racial issues in Florida. I'm Still Here. I don't know anything about I'm Still Here, but also an indie. The Substance, I believe, is also considered an indie film. And it's a horror starring Demi Moore. My daughter saw it and she just said it was really scary. So I'm going to see that. Demi Moore is sort of making a comeback. Dune Part 2. They even have a blockbuster in there. You don't often see, it's not that rare, but I want to say Dune is probably the only blockbuster nominated this year. Although we'll see how the Bob Dylan pick does, A Complete Unknown. But Dune 2, Wicked. Now that's a blockbuster. Conrad only made it halfway through. He was not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Have you seen any of these other ones, Conrad?
I haven't, but I know Conclave is on Peacock, so I'm going to check that one out probably this weekend and see how I like
it. Yeah, that's pretty good. Anora, another indie, Sean Baker film, and The Brutalist, which stars Adrian Brody and Felicity Jones and is very long. They have an intermission built into the theater-going experience, even at the multiplex level. So I've heard it's very good. These are all... So what is that? I've seen one. I've seen Conclave, Dune 2, and that's it. I got some homework to do. So the nominations are out. We'll be talking about them as we get closer to the Oscars. We'll talk about some more categories too. Actors and actresses, and of course, directors. So listen, I got a sandwich today, Conrad. Do you eat out a lot? What's your day like when it comes to eating out?
I really try to eat the stuff that I got at home. But sometimes it's just so easy to just get a sandwich. Because,
Go ahead.
Right by us is the Hagmeister. And they got some pretty good food, too. And
they have good food.
It's just easy to go there. But I tried just to eat at home.
It's tough. More often than I'd like, I just pop out to get something. I went to one of my favorite sandwich shops today. I like everybody there. But what is it when you say just a little bit? Like, do you want mayo? Just a little bit. They slather it. They empty the bottle. They drown it. Did you hear what I said? I said I want a little bit. I don't know if people aren't paying attention or what, but then I get my sandwich home. I got to scrape the mayo off because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Same thing with Jimmy John's. You want cheese on that? Nope. I get my sandwich. There's cheese on it. What'd you ask for?
Yeah, I mean, I know first when I get sandwiches, I ask for just a little bit of pickles. I don't like pickles in every bite, but I enjoy some pickles as well. You know what I mean? Pickle.
Yeah.
And I usually have a bite of pickle every bite when I ask for that.
That's a tough ask, though. I'd like a pickle every third bite.
Well, I'm expecting on
the sandwich shops.
Four of them or something, you know, not the whole sandwich length.
I'd like a pickle and a third in every bite I take of this delicious.
I'm going to do that from now on.
I think all they hear is pickles, Conrad, done. And they don't really comprehend what you're saying. And again, they're busy. And I know making sandwiches isn't rocket science. And I'm not trying to look down on anybody. But I think they make so many sandwiches, they just hear mayo, pickle, bam. Yeah. I have one more beef. A nickel. You get 3 minutes for a nickel in Green Bay at the parking meter. Have we talked about that?
Yeah, have you? I think you get seven for a dime.
You get 6 minutes for a dime. If they're consistent.
Yeah.
And then you get 15 minutes for a quarter. I feel like I'm in Manhattan when I pay those prices. We'll get to the bottom of this. Hey, Kim Shevchik is coming up next, and we're going to talk doctors in a recital. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board has approved an increase in the bear harvest quota for 2025, as well as an increase in the number of licenses issued. Under the new regulations, the bear quota will be raised by 6% to nearly 4,100 bears, and the number of licenses issued will be raised by 14% to over 13,000. The changes come after an especially strong bear hunting season in 2024, which saw hunters harvest about 4,300 bears. The 2023 bear season saw less than 3,000 bears harvested in total. With freezing temperatures across the state, AAA is warning Wisconsin residents that letting their cars sit idle to warm up isn't actually a good idea. AAA officials say driving normally and avoiding hard acceleration will warm up car engines faster, while also reducing wear and tear and exhaust emissions. They're also reminding residents that before they hit the road, it's a good idea to take safety precautions. Drivers should have an emergency kit with warm clothing in the car and keep their fuel tank as high as they can to prevent freezing. Two Rice Lake men are facing up to 15 years in prison and a fine of up to $50,000 after being charged with delivery of methamphetamine. According to court documents, 26-year-old Benjamin Blomberg and 23-year-old Carl Rydell were charged in Barron County earlier this month after a series of drug stings conducted by the Barron County Sheriff's Office. During the stings, a confidential informant allegedly purchased methamphetamine from the two men and recorded the interactions. Both are due back in court on February 26th. A Clayton man is facing charges in Barron County after being accused of stealing a manure spreader. 30-year-old Anthony Ninke was charged with felony theft of movable property on Wednesday and is facing a maximum of 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted. According to court documents, the owner of the manure spreader had received an anonymous tip that Ninke had been looking to purchase one, and the owner's son said he had seen it on Ninke's property. Ninke is scheduled to appear in court on February 19th. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yura Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothée Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actress category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s, mid-20s, and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down. I'm
Welcome back. So our question tonight, it's kind of a mouthful. Have you ever herkle-dirkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? That's what herkle-dirkling really is, folks. It comes from the Scottish, and it's a centuries-old practice that just is the art of laying in bed past the time you're supposed to be up. So have you ever herkle-dirkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? What is acceptable? We should say alone, too. Because that's really herkle-dirkling. I mean, if you're like in bed with someone, there's all kinds of things you could be doing. I don't mean that necessarily just like, you know, sexual. You could just be laying there reading, talking, whatever. So there's no right or wrong answer, but let us know. 414 Tom in New Berlin says, Pete, is the herkle-dirkle from the Shire? I saw it on Yahoo News, Tom. So I don't know what the Shire is. I've heard of that, though. Carla from Baraboo. Aunt Carla says, actually, today Aunt Carla and Uncle Jim herkle-dirkled in Vegas after a long week of many adventures at the SHOT Show convention with no internet. You know what that is, Conrad?
Yeah.
What is the SHOT Show?
Well, Jim owns a gun shop. So okay. It's a bunch of, I think it's a bunch of people who own their own shop. And okay.
And they get together and herkle-dirkle, apparently. They had no internet. Carla says, we decided to stay close to our hotel, wake up late, and check out the old Vegas. That's fun to do, Carla. Great decision. She said, started to drink at 2 p.m. and walked to Fremont Street for a night of adventure. Sounds like there'll be herkle-dirkling tomorrow as well. Tom also from New Berlin says, he calls that binge rest. Oh, I like that. Well done, Tom. Thank you. Thank you for all your texts. Keep them coming. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to turn our attention to one of my someone who's become one of my favorite guests. She has a beautiful singing voice, and she is the organizer of Doctors in Recital. She also performs with them, and she's been in the studio several times and wowed us with her voice. And Doctors in Recital is tomorrow night, so we thought we would have Kim Shefchik on one more time to make a final push for Doctors in Recital. Kim, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. Oh, I thought you were on the phone. I can see you, though. This is great. You're on the stream.
Yeah, I'm on the stream. I'm backstage. We got rehearsals underway. So it's pretty awesome.
Look at that. And you're all dressed up and looking very glamorous.
Well, we do a full dress rehearsal. They take pictures for next year's promotion. So, yes, I have makeup on. You're probably not used to seeing me like this.
Makeup only adds a little. It's your allure that is so enticing, I think. So, but it's good to see you. I can tell you're having fun, and it looks like just such a great event. Tell us, where can people find tickets, or where should they just go tomorrow night? Do you have open seats still?
Absolutely. Well, okay. We've got the beautiful Widener space here. I'm sure many people have been in this amazing auditorium. I'm just turning my camera around here. So we've got the lower level full and the middle tier is pretty full, but we've opened up the top deck for tomorrow night. So you can come on down to the Widener Center, get tickets starting at $25. You can go on our website, doctorsandrecital.com or .org. Both will get you there to get your tickets.
And it's for a great cause. Tell us where the proceeds go.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky that we've had some phenomenal partners this year. We have Foster the Village, which is a Brown County Foster Parent Support Network. And then we have the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing. And they help families who are facing homelessness get housing and work towards independent living with their families. And then we also have music education recipients. So we have the Griffin String Quartet, who do some really amazing things in our Northeast Wisconsin community with music education of all ages. And then also the Fort Howard Fife and Drum Corps, which plays at Heritage Hill. So we're pretty lucky to have some phenomenal partners. And like I said, I'm here backstage right now. We have our, it's a little Mendelssohn going on with some strings, but we earlier had some Broadway. We've got funk, we've got country, we've got classical. It's pretty awesome.
You just answered my next question was going to be, what kind of music can people expect to hear? Because I know you guys cover a lot of different stuff.
We even have original. We have original music. We have every year one of our regular performers, he writes a song about one of our recipients. And I heard it earlier tonight. It's called I Am Home, and it's very moving.
That's great. I would like to, if you're okay with this, give people a sample of what they can hear tomorrow night and the kind of music you create with your beautiful voice. So let's hear a little something. Kim is not with us in studio like she usually is, but she's giving, I feel like we have breaking news here or something. And you're giving us an expose backstage. That's so cool that you're doing this. Yeah. But here is Kim performing at a recent concert of Doctors in Recital.
Awesome.
That's beautiful.
Okay, well, this is funny because for me it was like 5 minutes of silence, which is probably better than 5 minutes of listening to yourself. But I'm I got fuzz in my mouth. I got, I'm backstage, like I said, listening to this wonderful group of musicians playing Mendelssohn. And now you're probably listening to me screeching on something and I have no idea what it is.
No, we played, you shared two files with us for this. How do I get you alone? Beautiful.
And ooh, I should like add,
yeah, you're also playing the piano, which yes. I didn't know you did. That blew me away. Great job there. And then you're very welcome. And then Paul Piot sounded great on that too, playing the guitar and also singing with you. So very nice. Very well done.
Yeah. That's still one of my favorites. We had a good time playing some classic rock with heart.
Yeah. You guys are, so you put this whole thing together, right, Kim? This is kind of your baby. How much work is that? I mean, you have a full-time gig.
I am the chair of the board and help kind of organize the chaos of the getting the sponsors, choosing our recipients, connecting all of our musicians. But I'm actually going to I'll tell you who I call her the fairy godmother. She won't really be able to hear you because I have my AirPods in. But this is my fairy godmother of Doctors in Recital. Her name's Lucinda Roberts. She's phenomenal.
Hello,
she's
Lucinda.
A music educator and a lifelong phenomenal piano player, works at East High School here in Green Bay, but she really started this baby back 19 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, Kim, I'm going to ask you something. Mm-hmm. I've heard you now. You've been in the studio several times. You have such a great voice. You're such a good musician. You know, this is a once a year thing. Unfortunately, but I know how much work it goes in. Do you ever play at other venues in Northeast Wisconsin throughout the year?
Well, I'm lucky that I get to play with my friends when they ask me. So I'll sometimes fill in for different things. And then at our church, I play and sing. And I definitely have been involved in a few other nonprofits that do music. I think the one that is also near and dear to my heart is On Stage for Cancer, that we do a summer concert. I try to do something to keep me connected to the music. I know I've shared that, you know, my love of music couldn't be brave enough like some of these amazing musicians to keep it as a career, but it's been fun to stay connected. And volunteering is a great way to do it.
Yeah, great point. What about the other musicians? You guys are all full-time medical people in the medical field. Do they find time to perform around Green Bay anywhere or Northeast Wisconsin?
Yeah, we actually, one of the guys in our show, he has an amazing band. They play regularly at a lot of different establishments in town. Crunch Time is the name of his band. Several of the people that are on stage right now, I'll turn my phone around again. They play with the Civic Symphony here in Green Bay.
Nice.
So we've got involvement in our local symphony, and then Dudley Birder Choir. A lot of our physicians sing in that too. So people stay connected to it. And music's a powerful draw, right? And a great outlet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're going to hear one more song from Kim after a very short break. You're going to want to hear this because it's from Mamma Mia and she crushes it.
This one's fun.
We are getting, I love that you're doing this. Conrad, we have to find a way to do this more often because I feel like we're getting a total sneak peek backstage. Well, we are.
Oh my God.
And this is tomorrow night.
So cool. Yeah,
this is tomorrow night. So if you're looking for something to do on a cold January night, I cannot think of a better thing to do than to go inside a warm theater and warm your heart with some phenomenal music.
Absolutely.
Kim Shevchik is my guest right now. She's backstage at the final dress rehearsal. This is exciting. And we're going to hear another great song from Kim when we come back. And we'll wrap up our time with her and let her get back to rehearsal. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap.
Tom in New Berlin says Pete is the Hercule Durkle from the Shire, and then he says the Shire from Lord of the Rings. See, I am not versed in Lord of the Rings films. I apologize, Tom. So I guess that's a compliment, but I'm not sure. But thank you for the text, buddy. Always great. Kim Chef Chick is here. She is live, coming to us live from the Widener Center backstage at the final dress rehearsal. Oh, I'm getting some feedback. Final dress rehearsal for Doctors in Recital, which takes place tomorrow night at the Widener Center. Kim, we're going to hear another song you sang that I just love, and then I'm going to ask you a couple questions after that. Are you still good on time?
I'm still good. Can you still hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine, and this is great. Okay, so perfect. Let's hear another one of Kim's performances from a recent event at Doctors in Recital. This is a great song, and it's Kim Shevchik belting it out.
Thank you.
Just phenomenal, Kim. You probably couldn't hear that. Could you hear that? It was just you singing Mamma Mia. It was just great. And that is just a sample of what people can hear if they go see Doctors in Recital tomorrow night. It's going to be just
that was a
great
good. Yeah, that was a good representation of our fun. You know, it's a little bit of fun. It's a little bit of something interesting for everybody. And then we don't take ourselves too seriously because you see me wearing some pink polyester. Pretty classic.
It's awesome. You're so much fun. Thank you so much. And crush it tomorrow night. And please take more video. We'll share it on the show. It's always fun to hear you sing. And it's fun just to catch up and talk too. So thanks so much.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. It was always fun.
Anytime. All right. That's Kim Shevchik. Check out Doctors in Recital tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, at the Widener Center. That's a great place to see. I saw the Bodines there twice. It's a great place to see a winter concert. Kind of off the beaten path, east of 43. You don't see much of that, Conrad, in the Green Bay area.
I do, because I live close to it.
all right, that was Kim Shevchik. Thanks so much. Check it out, Doctors in a Recital. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Flynn will be here, comedian. We heard a little bit of his comedy earlier in the second segment, and Jackie's hilarious. We'll talk about his date this weekend at the Kenosha Comedy Club and some of his movie work. That is coming up next after the news. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here at 7:35. This is Civic Media. I'm Pete Schwabba. Coming back. I'm waiting just for you. Someone's a little boy in love.
Someone's a little boy. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kaye, will discuss the fallout from tribal and U.S. citizens getting caught up in the immigration sweeps. Also, which cabinet picks are in and out. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presume innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the ain't cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump, who has toured the wildfire damage in Los Angeles County, stands in front of a destroyed home in Pacific Palisades. The family showing him a picture of what it used to look like.
I saw the cover.
Shortly after landing in L.A., the president told California Governor Gavin Newsom,
like he got hit by a bomb.
President Trump's migrant crackdowns begin. One business in Newark, New Jersey was raided today. Local officials calling the arrests illegal. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
ICE officials across the country under the Trump administration have been directed to ramp up operations in cities that have so-called sanctuary policies that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
Ahead of a final Senate confirmation vote on President Trump's nomination of Pete Hegseth for defense secretary, California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff says on the floor,
this job is a heavy responsibility, and he is not the right person for the job.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.